Good morning. We're learning Hilchos Tzitzis, Klal Yud Beis of the Chayyadim, and we're looking at Siman Dalet. Noigin Levorach al Talis Katan al Mitzvah Tzitzis, while Talis Katan lehis Atev. So our minhag is to make the bracha of al Mitzvah Tzitzis on a Talis Katan, and on a Talis Katan the bracha is lehis Atev b'Tzitzis. Im Hafach is Yotzer. A person would do the opposite to make the bracha of al Mitzvah Tzitzis on a Talis Katan, or lehis Atev on a Talis Katan. He is Yotzer. Now he is Yotzer. This is an interesting point over here. The Ramah actually says the minhag is to say Badafka al Mitzvah Tzitzis on Talis Katan and not Lehis Atev. And he does not recommend you should say Lehis Atev on a Talis Katan. But the Chayyadim says the Filah Chelchila Yochel the work al Talis Katan Lehis Atev of Bishenam Lehis Atev. But you can say the loss on Lehis Atev on your Talis Katan even though you're not doing the act of wrapping yourself around. Like we do with our Talis Gadol, you can still say the Baruch Al Hizatev, which the Ramah discourages, and the Mishpura Pasans like the Ramah, that a person should not do that. But if a person is doing that, which is the meaning of the Gra, Toybo Niach, it's Al Roy Shorbi Yamad Kach Ma'utav Kashir Hilad Al Adam, Zach Kach Yimshach May Roy Shorbi Al Bishan. You should do an Ituf with your Talis Katan, the same way you do an Ituf with your Talis Gadol. You're wrapping your head and your body as well. So it assumes you have a large Talis Katan that you're able to do that. Okay. Bim Labesh Talis Katan Ba'od Shen Yodav Nikiyus. Oikadim Or Hayom. If a person put on the Talis Katan before he's clean, or he has to use the bathroom, so he can't make a bracha yet, or he hasn't washed his hands yet, and he has to get to the bathroom, he doesn't want to go Dalet Amos without wearing tzitzis. Or he put on Talis Katan in the winter time, when it's getting up in the morning, it's ready before the time to make a bracha. Or he got up early in the morning in the summer. So now, kashayitol yadav, later on when it's the appropriate time, because either the time has come or because he's washed his hands, so yimashish mitzitzes of yivorech. So he should do mishmash on the tzitzis and make a bracha. Mishmash just means the bracha really is for the ongoing act of wearing the mitzvah tzitzis, which you're going to continue to do every moment after the bracha. But it should be clear that you're doing it on the mitzvah tzitzis, so we say you should touch the tzitzis in order to make it clear what you're making the bracha on. So it's just to help with clarity of the purpose of the bracha. So you do mishmash on the tzitzis and your mavorach. You do not need to do any major action, just touch the tzitzis and you make the bracha. Oh, kishaloibish talis gadol b'yivarchalav. Or when you put on your talis gadol, yechav and lifter gam talis katan bein sarach l'mashresh b'tzitzis. So then you can have in mind for the talis katan as well. And since the bracha is clearly going on the talis gadol, and yet it's clear what you're making the bracha on, so you do not need to do mishmash on the talis katan at the same time. So a person can solve the problem making bracha on his talis katan by making a bracha on the Talis Gadol and being moed to the Talis Katan. We'll see in the next siman, Beis Hashem, tomorrow, that in general, what is the appropriate thing? Should we make two separate brachas, or should we make one bracha, wait till we get to shul and make a bracha on the Talis Gadol and include the Talis Katan as well? What is appropriate action to do in that regard? Beis Hashem, we'll talk about that in the next siman, Siman Hey. Have a good morning.